Beautifying or repairing your home doesn't have to be a nightmare. You just have to wake up and turn on your radio. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Let's all get geared up for a great, prosperous, happy, and healthy new year. Welcome to Rosie on the House. You're listening to an Arizona tradition that's been airing for 25 years. Thank you for joining us. We've got experts Dan and Julie King from Harmon Solar in the Phoenix metro area, our Phoenix Metroplex solar experts, Rosie certified.
But that's kind of deceiving because if it's APS, APS service is 60% of the state, so you'll probably travel wherever APS service is.
We have limits. We've decided to kind of to bring it closer to the Phoenix metro area, but we do travel.
We're broadcasting from Prescott, so we've traveled up here as a little group, and we've got Stan Zimbrunnen here who works for Rosie on the House, and he is our complaint resolution officer and our customer relations officer. I can't tell you the number of phone calls he's taken in the last 60 days. On confused homeowners about what to do about solar. And I think a couple of our callers that are currently on hold are the perfect kinds of questions we need to get on the air. Let's go. Where do you want to jump to first?
Okay. We'll start with Colette. I think that's probably the easiest one to answer. Colette, go ahead, ma'am.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Colette.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I have a tile-roofed home that's got the curved concrete tile. The house is 17 years old. In 2010, we had solar panels installed. I am now getting some, I'm not going to say leaks, I have some brown streaks going through my ceiling. And I believe I may need a new roof, but you talk to some roofers, if that's the correct word, yeah. Then and they see solar and they just about freak out.
They have a conniption.
For lack of a better word.
They have a conniption. You're right, Colette.
And so I have talked to my solar people and they will take down the panels, but there is something that the solar is attached to, and I'm going to call it a striation.
Stanchion.
Yes. Good. I can never remember that word. And some of them, my solar company wants to know if those really have to be taken out to get a whole new roof.
You know, in our company, we pride ourselves on having a roofing subcontractor that we work with. So that person would probably be really the expert to answer that question. But let me give it a shot anyway. I know in our installations we double flash those standoffs, those stanchions. So
and what is the function of a stanchion?
The stanchion is the part that lags into the trusses.
You don't just lay the panels up there and forget about them.
No. It lags into the trusses and then it's double flashed and then you mount the rails and the solar panels actually go on top of the rails that are mounted to the stanchions. I wouldn't think that the stanchions, Colette, would have to be removed. You might need to, the roofing contractor might need to, you know, go in there and peel those back and maybe redo the flashing. But it's, that would be the part that's leaking is the flashing around the stanchions, not the pendant, you know.
In my muddled little mind, if I were in Colette's position, I'd have the solar company remove the panels.
Mm-hmm.
I would absolutely leave the stanchions because you would want the roofer to be right. able to do whatever he has to do to seal them. You wouldn't want to have a perfectly new roof and then bring the solar company back to install and mount stanchions. Let the roofer just own the whole roof, stanchions and all.
Colette, can I ask you a question? When you said your house, no, sorry.
Go ahead. What's your?
Well, I was going to ask Colette whether or not her house was 17 years mm-hmm. old, whether or not she's had a new roof done since the house was done.
Oh,
one
yeah.
of one of the things that we do at Harmon
oh,
Solar
man.
Is. We have that roofing contractor, again, go out prior to doing an installation. We do an audit. They do an audit, and we do one as well. and they determine if there's going to be any roof issue. I would almost bet if a 17-year-old roof, there probably would have been some recommendations from us to say you need to redo that roof prior to putting solar, because you don't want to peel the solar off in Colette's case now 2 or 3 years later.
And she had said it was in 2010, so at the time it was 15. And
okay,
it's probably pretty easy for a lot of hungry solar salesmen to say, well, most roofs have a 30-year warranty, so go ahead, you're only halfway through.
Well, last year was as close as I've come to getting my fanny kicked when I was driving down around the area around Christown, and they were mounting solar panels to a roof, asphalt shingle roof, that just from across the block you could tell was on its very last legs. And I couldn't drive by the house. I stopped. I asked the contractor who was installing it. I said, does the homeowner know what the condition of her roof is? And she came out, and we ended up just chasing the solar company off, and she canceled the contract. And I drove by the house a couple weeks ago, and she was getting it re-roofed. So she's taking it step by step. But when, as a homeowner, Dan, Julie, what kind of questions should the account rep from the solar company be asking me? I mean, shouldn't you be asking me how good a condition my roof is in before I mount this expensive equipment up there?
Yes, I think you should be paying attention to the roof. I mean, typically when you're going to visit a homeowner, you're going to look up information. You know when the house was built. That is one of the questions that is asked, is to identify, has your roof been redone lately? If the house is over a certain amount of years old, you can almost guarantee if the house is, say, more than 8 or 10 years that the roof has been, you know, if it's a brand new home or if the roof has been redone, there's going to be some potential issues, you know, there. And that's what we identify in that audit. And we make it a point that we get a 5-year warranty on our, from our roofing subcontractor. And so far, knock on wood, we've installed quite a few homes. We haven't had a leak yet.
Okay. That's one criteria.
Right.
Not every home is, or family is a candidate for solar. Who isn't?
There's a lot of factors,
okay,
like you mentioned
Let's
earlier. It's complicated, right?
It is complicated.
It's not just as simple as how much am I going to save, or you know, how much energy can I produce. The orientation of the roof, you know, due south is obviously better for solar production than not.
Mm-hmm.
Roofs these days are not one big flat panel; they're cut up in a lot of different, you know, orientations,
hips and valleys and ridges,
exactly. How somebody consumes energy, how much energy they consume, when they consume it, all of those things go into play when we're designing a solar system. The jurisdictions across the valley are adopting a lot of new setback rules, where there's now a 3-foot setback requirement. So that limits the amount of space that you can put solar on somebody's roof. So all of that goes into play when you're looking at somebody's roof for solar.
Now, I'm on an acre and plus. I'd like to ground mount my unit back behind the dog kennels and the horse corrals.
That's a great option. If you've got the land, doing a ground mount system is absolutely wonderful. But you want to make sure you do it if you're in APS territory before the end of the year to avoid that solar surcharge for sure.
Okay, let's talk about that. You know, we haven't done a very good job of letting our Phoenix listeners know who they can call if we run out of this hour and they don't have their questions answered. Harmon Solar, how would they get in touch with you?
I think right now that we don't have anybody manning our 800 line, but the easiest way would be harmonsolar.com. In the top right corner of the website, there's a free solar consultation button. You can fill that information out, and one of our solar experts would give you a call first thing Monday. If you'd like, you can send an email to info@harmonsolar.com, and that actually comes directly to me. Any questions that you have, I'd be more than happy to answer those and get back to you. You know, first thing Monday.
Because there is, for APS customers, a trigger date of January 1st.
Right. So in the decision
that
was...
Does the system have to be installed up and operating by January?
No. The system doesn't have to be installed. If you get in touch with us, we can definitely take care of all of the things that need to happen to make sure that you're grandfathered. And that's the technical term that they used actually in the commission, saying that people that sign up prior to the end of the year will be grandfathered under the existing net metering rules without any surcharge. Starting January, that 70-cent per kilowatt installed surcharge will apply.
Dan, can you explain just a little bit when you say sign up what that entails?
When
that
I say
was very professional. Thank I was you. Expecting like sweetie or hubby or
darling.
When I say sign up, that means that you would need to execute a contract with a solar provider, whether it's a lease agreement or a purchase agreement. And that solar provider has to do certain things with APS in order for that to be grandfathered. We have to submit an interconnection agreement. There's some documents that need to be executed. And then we have to provide design drawings to the utility company in order for that to be grandfathered. So there is some extra work that we have to do, but we'll take care of all that for you.
And I think, real quick, you can answer Marcia's question. She wants to know, does that APS surcharge apply to SRP or other utility users?
Right now, it's only going to apply to APS starting in January. TEP, TRICO, the other utilities that the Corporation Commission mandates or manages, they will probably follow suit at a later date. And then, as we've seen historically, SRP tends to follow suit with what APS does. So I would imagine that there will be a surcharge forthcoming at some point down the road from SRP, or maybe not. If there's any SRP people out there, it would be great if you guys could take a different approach to it and not inflict a surcharge for solar users.
I want to go to the guy that has a question about economics.
Tom,
yeah,
welcome to the program. Go ahead.
This is a great question.
We keep getting these calls from these, I'm sure, people, and we tell them how much we're paying a month, and then our electric bill runs about $100 on that budget plan, and they say we don't qualify for solar.
I don't know if they're strictly saying it because your electric bill is only $100. That would be completely false. Anybody could benefit from solar. It would just have to determine more than likely the roof that you have. That to me would be the critical aspect. And then getting the energy usage for the last 12 months. One of the things that our solar consultants would do would gather that information. We have CAD designers and engineers on staff that pull up your roof, whether it's satellite imagery, and we can identify whether or not it would make sense for you with that information, not just an electric bill. I don't see how anybody could say that with just an electric bill.
So, okay. And what was the man's name, Tom?
Tom? Yes, sir.
You know, in my mind, I'm thinking, Tom, your bill's $100 a month, $1,200 a year. A payback on a solar system is going to be pretty protracted, isn't it?
You know, actually, I could put that in perspective. My mom and dad, they have a system that we installed in their home 2 or 3 years ago, and their electric bill was about $100 a month. Julie's mother's electric bill was about $100 a month. Their electric bill now is maybe $10 or $15 a month. So, no, absolutely. The payback period on that, the economics on that, the smaller the system, it is a little bit protracted, but it's still a great financial investment.
So do we call that the Harmon Solar Family Package deal?
Well,
is that what they should plug into the code on the internet?
Once we put a system on your house, we do consider you part of the Harmon family.
That's
for sure.
Good to know. That's good to know.
Well, Michael has another question a little bit more on the economics, and I think we're going to dive a little deeper, but I don't think we're going to have time. We're going to take a quick break right here and be back right after this to continue taking calls about solar.
And before we do, let's Dan say again how people would contact you.
HarmonSolar.com. Go to the website, HarmonSolar.com. There's a free solar consultation button on the top right, or info@HarmonSolar.com. Email to me, and I'll make sure that questions get answered or you get directed to the right place.
And that's HARMON Solar. Harmon Solar. You can also find them at RosieOnTheHouse.com.